there was some recognition paid to appropriate process, though, in de-shingling him, was there not? Because the record shows that it wasn't until 1977 that the court finally completed the process of disbarring him.
You mean they gave him due process before they took his license away?
Well, I would think so from what evidence I've been able to I haven't examined into the thing,
Let's put it this way. I was not on the Supreme Court in 1977. But if I had been, the process of lifting it would have been as short as the process of granting.
396 Mish 719. Want to see it?
Yeah, 396 Mish 719. Let me have a look.
Yep.
It'd be interesting to see if there was a grievance procedure or what.
Yeah, this was on recommendation.
319 Mish.
Yeah. No, did I say 319? I didn't say that right.
What? Give me the number again.
396.
Oh, 396, Mish. Okay.
719 is the page.
396, Mish. 719.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, this was a matter of fraud in the inducement. This was...
This guy
defrauded the Supreme Court of Michigan. And
the people at state.
Into granting him a license, so I wouldn't have given him 5 minutes worth of due process.
What's
719,
the date?
State Bar Grievance Administrator versus Smeekins.
What's the date on that?
It is dated decided June 3, 1976. Rehearing denied.
Okay. I'm sorry.
State Bar Grievance Board found Smeekins guilty of misconduct and revoked his license to practice law, and he appeals. Now, you see, that's what's happened. In the bifurcation of the attorney the grievance process, the grievance board has been apparently granted power to revoke people's licenses. So it isn't done by the Supreme Court; it's done by the board, and the Supreme Court only sits as an appellate body. So this is actually an opinion in the Supreme Court.
Not a very lengthy opinion, and doesn't say very much, but there it is. And this was the instrumentality of...
Kavanaugh, C.J., Levin, Coleman, Fitzgerald, Lindemer, and Ryan.
Williams. What does it say about Williams?
Williams took no part in the decision.
Okay.